So I think property rights are very important. I think as a landowner, that is your that inherently comes with a lot of rights and what you're able to do with that. I think that we have to be cautious and very careful about how we try to limit individuals' rights. And I think that there has to be very clear evidence that it is going to do significant harm to others before we're trying to step in and handle that. And I know that, I just think that property rights are so important, you know, and those property owners are also the ones paying the property taxes on that land. And so we have to be cautious. The saying that comes to mind, and I wish I could remember who said it, but your right to swing your fist ends where my nose begins. And so that is something that I always think about is it actually harming you, or is it just, sometimes we may not like what other people choose to do with their property. However, there's a line in the sand of what actually affects others. And I'll go back to data. Is there evidence that whatever action this is, that it does decrease property values? Because I have tried, I've actually spoken with people that work in property assessing industry, and there's not a lot of data that supports that. And it may be out there, and you know, I'm willing to take the time to try to find it myself and research this and see. And there's a various amount of topics that this would, you know, be applicable to, but how the data supports whether or not it actually affects that. And if we have evidence that is actually causing harm to other people, you know, maybe that's where someone's nose begins and we have to step in, but we have to be cautious with that.